Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro, and today our guests are Aubrey Byrne and Tabitha Baylor from Valley Performing Arts, here to talk about Nonsense 2. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so, how does Nonsense 2 differ from Nonsense 1?
Well, Nonsense 1, they were a bunch of sisters died from botulism, and so they were burying them, and they had to raise funds. So now in this production, we are putting on another show because we were bitten by the theater flea, showbiz bug, something like that. Depends on who you talk to, Reverend Mother or Sister Hubert. But and so we're doing a thank you performance for everybody's support during this trying time.
Okay, so it's basically, it's almost like a meta show. It's a show about putting on a show.
Yes.
And the nuns are back on the boards to show their appreciation to the, what'd you say, theater lice?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And now, so it's ecclesiastical. So is it? I always think of like the Flying Nun, the way there was like the sitcom with the Sound of Music. Mm-hmm. Is that from the tradition of the Sound of Music, where there's like a kind of like a convent? And then there's these wacky nuns and, you know,
Didn't you ever see Nonsense 1?
No, I think I did. They did it with Gloria Allen at Cyrano's.
Yes.
Yeah, I did. It was
very
cute.
Long time
ago. Yeah. And is there like a Nonsense 3 and 4 and 5?
There's a bunch of them. I don't know how many they have now.
And they're all written by the same crew, same people?
I don't really know, but yeah.
Do you draw upon your own religious backgrounds? Did you go to Catholic school or something?
Some Catholic school, and I am a Catholic, so there are definitely some interesting references that only Catholics will get.
Really?
And there's references for everybody else.
Oh, interesting.
And you play?
I play Sister Robert Ann. She's the streetwise nun from Brooklyn, although I think your accent's a lot better than mine.
Oh, no, I don't know about that. I'm not from Brooklyn, but yeah. Yeah, I'd play a good nun, a tough guy nun.
He is from New York, however.
Yeah. And they got those. Yeah.
And Tabitha, who do you play?
I play Sister Leo. I am the prima ballerina nun. I'm the novice. So I'm new to the convent and still trying to get over my dream of being a ballerina.
So you're dancing in this production?
Yeah, maybe a little.
This is a musical, as I understand it.
Oh, yes.
And do you sing, too?
Sing and dance and everything else.
Absolutely. There's going to be all sorts of good stuff in this show.
So there are five nuns in the show?
Yes.
And is there any kind of male character who's like the road manager? Or the Norman Fell kind of Mr. Roper, off to the side.
There's the spotlight guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Brother Calvin.
Okay, but he's also in order. He's a brother. Is he a monk or just a priest?
Just a priest.
Okay.
There are some monks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So how many?
Sort of.
But what do you mean? By that's you're laughing.
We don't want to spoil
like primates
the
or something. You're talking. I mean, so there's just five women and one guy in the show.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, are they cutouts? The other monks, or that they're off stage?
No. So you play monks, I like that.
Oh, I see. Trouser rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an opera. Yeah. So you go. Oh, you do that thing. You have to impersonate. Are you on a cruise ship in this? This the one that takes place on the cruise ship?
No, we talk about a cruise ship a little bit, but no, we're not on a cruise ship.
That's a later one.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I must have seen it or something, or maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Did.
It sounds like a lot of fun, though.
It is. They're always lots of fun. The jokes are, some are subtle and some are very, very broad. there's something for everyone in the Nonsense shows.
It's a nice high-energy show, lots of jazzy type of music, lots of kind of interesting jokes that maybe don't belong with nuns, but, hey, it makes it fun.
They ribbled.
A little bit.
Yeah, and you have a pit band. There's like a piano player. Is there, how many?
We've got two piano players, a drummer, and a bass.
Wow.
Yep.
That's complicated.
Yeah. Well, And that theater holds it now, too, the way it's set up. It's excellent.
Oh, it's a gorgeous theater. Yeah,
I love
great
it.
Great acoustics. The sight lines are there and everything. Yeah, you've got a really good facility up there. Yeah,
we do.
Is this your first show for VPA?
Not mine. I've been doing this for... My first one was 3 years ago in Beauty and the Beast, and then I took a two-year break to go to school, and now this is my first one back after 2 years. So.
Okay.
And I was in Spider's Web last season. That was my first show with VPA, so this is my second show now.
But you have other acting experience, I gather.
Yes, I'm from Fairbanks, so I performed with Fairbanks Light Opera Theater, and I was in the Golden Heart Review tourist show in Fairbanks. That runs all summer.
Was that the one at Alaskaland?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, Pioneer Park.
Pioneer Park.
Pioneer Park.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Aubrey Byrne and Tabitha Baylor. And they are starring in Nonsense 2, opening tonight at Valley Performing Arts. Have you got stage fright?
Not yet. I usually get it 5 seconds before I go on stage.
Yeah, me too.
But once I'm on there, once I get used to the audience and everything, I kind of feel comfortable.
So, and how does that work? You dissipate all the anxiety and energy, you just kind of even it out and put it into the role?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when you're singing on stage and you've got all that energy, it just keeps you right up there on the pitch.
Wow. Wow.
Transfers right into it.
So you're trained as a singer as well?
Mm-hmm.
So both of you.
Yeah.
Well, I presume all five of you.
Yes.
Are singers.
Yeah. Yeah. I would just imagine that maybe any kind of nervousness would really telegraph itself if you're not trained as a singer. You know, if you're not comfortable with that, I mean, it would probably be so disastrous.
It's bad enough
to be out on stage, but to be on stage singing and not knowing what you're doing, I mean, being nervous, that would be all horrible for everybody.
Any kind of vocal issues that you have are going to come out when you're in a show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just encourages you to be a better singer, and you work on those things mm-hmm. that come out, and you work on them and get them better and move on.
You know, going back to stage fright, you can actually get stage fright when you're giving a speech for the first few times. Eventually you get over it, but yeah. I had stage fright when I came on this program for a while.
Or just sometimes just... You know, if you're prone to anxiety, just talking.
Yeah.
Just getting up by yourself and having toast, you know. I get shaky hands, just buttering toast, you know, mm-hmm. worried, mm-hmm. you know. But that's another thing. So you have a musical director as well as a regular dramatic director?
Yep.
And who are they?
Linda Easton is our musical director, and Gary Forrester is our...
Dramatic director,
and we also have a choreographer, Ruth. I don't know your last name, Ruth. I'm sorry, but
we just call her Ruth. She goes by one name, exactly.
Sister Salsa. We call her Sister Salsa.
Yes.
She's in the show too.
No, she just choreographed all our dances for us.
Oh, but you're wearing long nun dresses.
Yes.
Yes.
So do you have to do you have any kind of scissor kicks or anything? Is it like a Rockettes thing? Do you go into that?
The costumes have been altered a little bit. They're a little bit shorter than a regular nun outfit.
A little bit wider.
A little bit wider to allow for some more feet movement.
Okay. And do you wear nun shoes?
Yes.
Basically, yeah. Kind of like basic shoes that aren't too fancy.
Are they kind of bootsy?
No, just shoes. No. Actually, I'm wearing my nun shoes right now. They're just my daily walking shoes.
Okay. Very nice.
They're
very
black.
Very nun-like. And how do you negotiate stage makeup as a nun? Because nuns don't really wear makeup; they're not supposed to. And so, how do you have a non-makeup look?
Yes, actually, you just do theater makeup. So you've got your base on. You've got some blush for the shadows on your face, so they come out. You've got some mascara, maybe a little bit of eyeliner, but don't hit that up too heavy.
No eyeshadow. Right.
You don't want to look like a street nun, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, it's funny. And is there a nun? I remember I went to Catholic school for a while, and there was some nuns that were they always had candy.
Does I wish our nuns had candy.
Does anybody like have like sucking candy?
Well, Tabitha always has gum. Linda's always telling her to spit it out before we start singing. It's been quite an issue, really.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've gotten in trouble, but you won't see me chewing gum on stage, I promise.
Oh, this is like in real life?
Or in
this
real
is part
life.
Of the, okay, I get you. Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was part of the part
yeah,
of the
part
show.
Of the thing like that.
I wonder if we could incorporate gum into the
maybe
show.
Maybe the last performance.
Yeah, you could all be blowing bubbles. You could like.
Oh, Linda would love that.
Yeah. So you're also teaching nuns? Like you're in a parochial school, so is there any like, references to the education system?
I'm a gym teacher, but I mean, we're not teaching during the show. It's set at the school in the gymnasium.
After all, the show, if it's like the first one, is the show that the nuns are putting on.
Right.
It isn't a rehearsal or anything like that. You don't see backstage. It's just this is...
Right.
And that's pretty much happening. How this one is too.
This is the performance.
Oh, I get you. Yeah, yeah. So it is. It is a meta show.
Uh-huh.
It's a show about having a show, which makes sense. Nonsense, I might add.
Yep. And this is nonsense too. And unfortunately, we're running out of time. And I'd like to thank our guests, Aubrey Byrne and Tabitha Baylor, and they're been talking about VPA's production of Nonsense 2, which opens tonight at Valley Performing Arts.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to datebook49.com where you can list your event on KSKA's website. The Alaska Theater of Youth is offering drama classes for all ages, both theater and movie acting. For information, call 907-338-4901 or go to aty@alaskatheaterofyouth.org.
Talent GPS is beginning classes in acting for both stage and movies. For information, go to info@talentgps.com or call 903-1299.
Out North presents Under 30 on January 13th, 14th, and 15th at 8 p.m. and January 16th at 3 p.m. This is their 17th annual presentation of Under 30, a showcase of short dramatic pieces by Alaska writers who double as their own solo artist. Works are original and or new, with each one running less than 30 minutes. This year's featured participants are Olga Livshin, Linda Lucky, Ellen Meiling, and Duff Fanner. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Alaska Academy of Fine Arts in Eagle River is auditioning this weekend for The Magician's Nephew. The auditions are tonight from 6:30 to 8:30 and Saturday from 12 to 3. Auditions are open to actors ages 5 and up. There will also be auditions for 3 more plays this month. Please contact J.C. Mazzetti, J.C. M as in Mary, E, Z as in Zebra, ETTI, @AOL.com.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts presents Nonsense 2, opening tonight. This hilarious comedy plays through January the 30th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
The Alaska Overnighters Opera will be at this Saturday and Sunday at 8 p.m. at APU's Grant Hall. This will be 10-minute plays, black box editions, written in 24 hours. No reservations are necessary. That's Grant Hall at 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.